QST from the American Radio Relay League, ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio. This is the ARRL Aries Audio E-Letter for November 19, 2014. The ARRL Aries Audio E-Letter is a voice version of the ARRL Aries E-Letter, which is compiled by Rick Palm, K1CE, in Daytona Beach, Florida. The ARRL Aries E-Letter is available online at arrl.org/ares-el. Or you may listen to the audio version at arrl.org/ares-e-letter-audio-version. I'm Tony Riggs, W1FHN, reporting from Lanham, Maryland. And my audio script editor is Al Brown, KZ3AB in Laurel, Maryland. This month, we have for you 120 operators support the 2014 Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Well-known Eastern Massachusetts Skywarn Group activated for Nor'easter. ARRL seeks nominations for International Humanitarian Award, deadline December 31st. SET 2014 Success Stories. Letters, more on operating in winter and on formidable footprint exercises. Update on Hawaii lava flow, slow motion disaster. And ARRL partners, safety tips from Red Cross. Our first story is 120 operators support the 2014 Bank of America Chicago Marathon. On Sunday, October 12, 2014, 120 radio amateurs provided communication support for the 2014 Bank of America Chicago Marathon and its 2,000 volunteer medical teams that work at 20 aid stations, 2 in Coors Field medical tents, and the main medical facility in Grant Park. The teams also walked with the 9 triage units who attended to runners within Grant Park. The hams communicated back to the ambulance company if further medical support was needed. Some of the ham operators on these teams walked as many as 9 miles in the park. The historic and long-running Bank of America Chicago Marathon is the pinnacle of achievement for elite athletes and everyday runners alike. On race day, runners from all 50 states and more than 100 countries set out to accomplish a personal dream by reaching the finish line in Grant Park. Most of the amateurs were deployed to the aid stations and helped the medical teams with communication issues. This was the 6th year that the ham radio community has supported the event. Operators came from 4 states and from cities as far away as Madison, Milwaukee, Indianapolis, Peoria, and Pittsburgh. 12 local ham radio clubs were represented. One team has come from Peoria every year for the past 6 years and provides their own lodging and then drives back to their homes at the end of the event. 6 local repeaters and several simplex channels were used. Many of the stations and communicators needed to be operational by 6:30 a.m. to let organizers know when the medical teams arrived and to assure that their medical services and supplies were in place and ready. Once the race begins, the hams continue to support the ambulance company and medical teams with information about transport and supplies. 8 operators worked at the forward command tent alongside event officials, Chicago City Services, and other agencies, providing health and welfare traffic to the medical doctor in charge, the medical logistics teams, and the ambulance company. An event that attracts more than 2.5 million spectators and 45,000 runners can only happen with the support of many people. There were 12,000 volunteers, for instance. The 120 amateurs are a relatively small part of the enormous operation, but provide a level of redundancy to the multiple levels of communication systems the event organizers use. Rob Orr, K9RST, serves as a volunteer lead and needs more volunteers for next year. You may contact Mr. Orr via email at k9rst@arrl.net. well-known Eastern Massachusetts Skywarn Group activated for Nor'easter. WX1BOX, the Taunton, Massachusetts Skywarn Amateur Radio Club station, was activated for a late September nor'easter storm that caused strong to damaging winds and heavy rainfall. Nationally known Skywarn figure Rob Macedo, KD1CY, the Eastern Massachusetts Assistant SEC and Aries Skywarn Coordinator, reported, "At the height of the storm, 50,000 people were without power, and reports at one point were coming in as fast as 1 or 2 per minute. Rainfall of 2 to 5 inches, with isolated 7 inches, caused flooding during the morning commute." The WX1BOX amateur radio team was thanked for their efforts by the National Weather Service Taunton Forecaster team. Now it's time to pause and allow repeaters to identify. This is the ARRL Aries Audio E-Letter for November 19th, 2014.